This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning. Happy Monday. It's going to be a great week. Hot one, too. Starting tomorrow. I heard it's going to cool down, though, by the end of the week. Like, you know, be cloudy again. Be nice after a 90-something degree day tomorrow. Yikes. It's 7:06 on Monday morning. Thank you so much for being here and for listening. We're going to get right into the celebrity trash. We don't have any more words.
All right.
Your chances at $12,000 a day, $12K a day.
That's too bad.
Yeah, I know. We're going to start with Game of Thrones.
Are we giving anything away or no?
HBO made it official over the weekend. A Game of Thrones prequel series is happening. And yes, George R.R. Martin is helping to develop it. So they're going to go back thousands of years. This isn't like a prequel from, you know, 100 years ago. This is thousands of years ago. The golden age of Westeros.
So none of the characters
Zero
will be...
of the characters.
Is it going to be like how these... What are these people called? The Night Walkers or whatever?
Yeah, the White Walkers.
I feel
White Walkers.
Game of Thrones is already olden days. The way they're dressed and the way they behave.
It's going to be even older.
Hey, we bone our sisters and no one seems to care.
Yeah, yeah.
So how are we going to caveman days?
Yeah, caveman Westeros, apparently.
Or dinosaur days. Oh,
well,
Westeros.
Maybe. I mean, they certainly are going to have dragons. That's for sure. You know, the dragons were a big part of their history. Sure, yeah. Dire wolves and stuff, all kinds of. Well, I think what it sounds like is they're going to go back to the, you know how they did like some weird flashbacks when he was the tree guy, Bran, when he was learning about all the history, how they made the first White Walkers, the children of the corn. What are they?
Children of the forest, the woods.
Children of the forest.
Something.
Hold on.
They teased him or something. Didn't they tease him?
They were teasing him and then tied him to a tree and he thought he was going to get some nice stuff, and instead they stabbed him with like obsidian or something and he turned into a White Walker. Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know. I thought there was like some heckling. I don't know.
There was bullying back in those days.
They heckled him and he got all mean.
I thought that's what it was. You tell me. I'm sorry. I shouldn't guess.
I don't really know.
I half the time I have my laptop.
Okay, here's the official synopsis of the new show. Taking place thousands of years before the events of Game of Thrones, the series chronicles the world's descent from the golden age of heroes into its darkest hour. So my guess is it'll probably be when they decide they have to build a wall. Like, that'll be part of this series. Because isn't that thing supposed to be thousands of years old?
Yeah.
All right.
And only one thing is for sure. From the horrifying secrets of Westeros' history to the true origin of the White Walkers, the mysteries of the East to the Starks of legend, it's not the story we think we know. Don't expect to see it anytime soon, though. They say it's going to be after they finish this run of Game of Thrones.
The 12th of never.
Right. The 12th of 2020, probably. So...
Good luck pleasing the fans, too.
Yeah, so we'll all be very upset about it. Don't worry.
I was just reading an article about the Star Wars just nightmare they're up against, which is the people who love these, who've made it what it is, they love it so much, are also the ones who are so vocally critical that you could see why George Lucas sold it.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to deal with the people who love it so much that they cannot be pleased?
Children of the Forest. The mysterious race who were reportedly the original inhabitants of Westeros. So they're saying that this is 10,000 years before the events of Game of Thrones. Storylines could include construction of the Wall and Winterfell, the generation...
Who doesn't want to watch chores?
I love that. Let's build a castle. The generation-long winter known as the Long Night, the events that led to a war against the White Walkers... Game of Thrones is set to end with its eighth season next year. April, right? Of next year? Mm-hmm. Less than a year away.
That's right, yeah.
So we wouldn't see the prequel if because they've just greenlit a pilot. That's it. So if it does make it to a series, then it would probably be 2020 at least. And this is not the only Game of Thrones spinoff. The network has five in the works. We had heard that they were going to pick a few lines of storytelling that they liked, have them shoot pilots and see which one, or, I mean, I would assume that HBO would be like, oh, God, three of these are amazing. Let's go with all three of them. But this will have no familiar characters, obviously, 10,000 years in the past.
Will they be airing at the same times? Not the same times, but the same seasons? If they're picking all these spinoffs, are we...
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder
so,
if they'll...
It's so confusing. It's confusing enough, but then to have all these running possibly...
Well, much like season two of True Detective, when they realize no one can be pleased, they're going to really want to cut back on their efforts. I'm sure they'll realize we've created a nightmare for ourselves.
Yeah.
People love it, and they hate us for making more.
Right.
Great.
But look, our subscription numbers are way up. So in the end, it's all good. So anything that's, you know, it's, if anything, we're getting a little nugget for the fans. My feeling is George R. R. Martin has simply stopped writing. Like, we're never going to get the last book in the series, obviously. He'd have to change. I mean, for it to be anything like the actual show, some stuff would have to change. Happy birthday to Tyrion Lannister.
Yeah.
Peter Dinklage is 49 today.
Oh my God,
dude. It's a hard one, huh, Ben?
You're hating life. What?
49. It's a hard age.
Sounds like it would be.
Mm. Well, you would know. Here you are, firmly entrenched. Think you'll be 50 before Game of Thrones comes
I'm
back.
I'm in full-blown denial, Sarah. Isn't that clear?
Well, you did say, you even said you were pushing 50 this morning, which
I
is...
I know,
like,
I just can't get my head around it.
It's hard. The Kardashians and the Wests went on Family Feud last night. So it was, I think it's Kanye and Kim, and then a bunch of, like, I don't know, his cousins or something. And then Khloe, Kourtney, Chris, and probably, you know, some misfit Kardashian on the other side. I'm not sure which one.
Long lost cousin or niece.
Right. I don't know. Somebody. So I asked Bryn to grab me a little bit of audio from this. Let's hear how it all sounded when it went down. And then, by the way, I think this kicks off their celebrity Family Feud. They do a few of these.
Oh.
Not just the Kardashian West clans, but other people as well. But who cares about them? Let's hear what the Kardashians sounded like. Anything good? Was there anything you were like, oh, that's interesting?
I watched a lot of it, actually. I have some major parts of when they go to the certain round. What's that round called again?
The one at the end where they have to, like a speed round kind of thing?
It's called Fast Money Round, right? Do you want to watch the introduction to Kanye's family and to the Kardashian family?
Sure,
well?
let's have a look.
It's a little long, but I'll go ahead and roll it. It's 7 minutes. I'll jump through it.
We'll start with Kanye's
family.
All right, so here's... Takes 7 minutes to meet the families?
Yeah, because they go through each individual person. What do you do? Blah, blah. But they spend most of the time on the important people like Kanye and Kim in the beginning.
All right.
Truly go through that.
Do you want to go to the...
Yeah, anything on the Kardashian side?
Here's introduction to Chris and her family here.
Let's see what's going on here. Does that just mean some people answered the same thing?
Yeah, and there's a certain amount of percentage
of... They get points,
I see. Yeah, exactly. And then Kanye... answers the same questions, and if he repeats the same question, it kind of has like a buzzer or something.
So you have to come up with something else.
Exactly.
I see.
Oh, good for them.
I mean, it's long. I can play
so
more for
you. So who won? Do you know who won at the end of it all?
It looks like a...
Spoiler alert.
I don't know.
Well, there last night.
Well, if Kim's doing it,
aren't
that means
we the winners
that means
in this?
Kanye won.
Yeah.
Kanye's
That's
team.
Right. Kanye's family won they're doing the fast money round.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm.
Let's just hear Kanye's answers. I don't care about whether or not they were up there on the board.
All right.
Adorable. They're like the same person.
Oh, they only needed 53 after Kim's answers, huh? That's pretty good.
She killed it.
I'm seeing here that Steph Curry and his wife, Ayesha Curry, and their family will be featured on the game show.
Oh, as cool. Part of their celebrity family feud?
Yeah, they got some other folks as well.
Farrah Fawcett and Ryan O'Neal's kid has been charged with attempted murder.
Jeez.
Redmond O'Neill facing two counts of assault with a deadly weapon, one count of criminal threats, one count of brandishing a knife, one count of battery. This is in connection with a May crime spree, included the punching or stabbing of five men, the robbing of a 7-Eleven. This kid has had nothing but trouble. He struggled with drug addiction. He's accused of randomly attacking five men on May 2nd in a spree that went through the 5th of May in Venice Beach in the Palms neighborhood of Los Angeles. Two of the men were seriously injured. One was stabbed in the face. They have now charged him with two counts of assault with a deadly weapon. Long history of run-ins with the law. It goes on and on, but that's you have what you need
Didn't
to
know. His sister...
Tatum.
Wasn't she quoted as saying he's the most severe addict she's ever seen?
And she would know.
Right.
Yeah, here's a mugshot of him. He looks like he was in a... Looks like he
looks
fell
rough.
Down on the pavement. He does look really rough. Poor guy. I actually feel bad for him.
Yeah.
I think sometimes people are just cursed. Got some internet parenting. I mean, you'll like these.
All right.
You know, this is people put up pictures of themselves and their kids or what have you, and then the internet goes bananas on them.
Awesome.
The internet saw a picture of Kourtney Kardashian's 8-year-old son, and the shaming began because the kid has a unibrow. Now, if she'd waxed his unibrow, the internet would have gone crazy saying, oh, my God, you didn't wax the unibrow. Leave the kid alone. But because they didn't wax it, it's unfortunate to have a unibrow, but the internet was...
Well, doesn't everybody, to some extent, have hairs between their brows? It's just how thick.
Or dark, or what have you.
And this young person is how old?
8 years old, Vinny.
And he's already grown through, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Full-on unibrow. Khloe Kardashian got shamed for not exclusively breastfeeding her daughter, True. But she's got her reason. She said, I've tried and tried and tried to breastfeed. Only it wasn't working for me.
It's heartbreaking.
I feel fortunate I'm able to breastfeed, but with the help of formula.
We went through that. It's tough.
There's some video that surfaced. So, of course, you know, everyone was all over her for not exclusively breastfeeding. You'll try again this time, yeah?
Well, when you say you mean her. Yes, mm-hmm. She'll try again. I don't know. But she also has said if it isn't working, she's just going to give it a good try. And she thinks it's the start. Like right there early, you got to... Mm-hmm.
Got to get it rolling.
But if it's not happening, she's going to give because it caused trouble.
Video surfaced recently of a very pregnant Cardi B at a club with Offset. He's the father. And he's smoking and even blowing the smoke in her direction. Obviously, the internet had some things to say about that. And Cardi had something to say back. Surprise. Since you care and are so concerned about my baby, hit me in my DM for my registry. Send me some Pampers and baby formula. And Kat Von D is going to potentially expose your kid to disease by not vaccinating hers. This is one where the shaming is fine with me. One of the founding members of Fleetwood Mac died. His name is Danny Kirwan. He was 68 years old. He is one of the members who was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I don't know this guy. Do you?
You do know him. Pat says he's the guy who came up with the dinner.
I thought that was Peter Green.
That's what he said. That's all I know of this Danny Kirwan. So he was on, let's see, part of the band from 68 to 72, played on the albums Then Play On, Blues Jam at Chess, Kiln House, Future Games, and Bear Trees. I haven't heard any of those records. They must not have had hits. He died Friday in London. No cause of death was given. They say, part of the iconic band, blah, blah, blah. Forever live on in the music he wrote and played so beautifully. And he was among the 8 members of the band who were inducted. And I just want to do this really quickly because I'm out of time. I love the national anthem. I know I'm not alone here in America. We love it. Stephen Colbert, whom I also adore, and Patrick Wilson, who played the Phantom in the Phantom of the Opera, the 2004 film version of this. They did the anthem together at a Mets-Yankees game in New York City.
Yay!
And that's Colbert doing all those harmonies
there.
Wow,
I didn't know he could sing.
Patrick Wilson's going to be in the new Aquaman movie.
Oh, how exciting, Hooman. Thanks for that. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
An amazing lottery win, backseat driving, and more. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 7:38, Monday morning. It's going to be a good week. I can just tell. Smell it in the air. I love that. Do you smell that? Smells good, right? Oh, it's you, Hooman. Oh. I thought that was Vinny sniffing. Wow.
What do you smell in the air?
What a good week it's going to
be.
Oh,
right.
It smells like a good one.
No, I agree 100%.
Sometimes Mondays can be a little stinky.
No, I woke up on the right side. I feel like you do.
All right. Feeling good. Come on, we can get through this. Do it. It's a work week.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon here on Alice. She has a great radio show, and
Agreed.
She picks music really well, and she's stylish and smart and sassy.
Mm.
Enjoy her show this afternoon. Right here. You don't even have to leave.
No, just please. Keep it here all day.
Lexi's there, and then you just follow everyone right through. Let me guess. She's not here today.
She's here.
Oh, excellent.
Everyone's here. We have the meeting today.
Oh, right.
Oh,
the meeting today.
We got the big meeting. Everyone has to be here.
Yeah. I forgot.
Yay.
Speaking of meetings, everyone.
Oh my God, I love meetings.
We've
Tell
got
me
a doozy. The United States will meet with North Korea tomorrow. Oh. Both teams have dispatched their leaders. And we'll see how this is going to go. It is super interesting to hear about North Korea dictator Kim Jong-un, who has arrived in Singapore. They dispatched decoy planes.
Oh.
So that...
Maybe the wrong one would get shot down.
Well, they don't know.
That, right?
What do they know about it?
Nothing.
They've also packed their own food.
No.
Because...
So get poisoned.
Nobody's going to poison our guy.
Yeah.
He has even brought his own toilet.
What could happen to him on a toilet?
Well, some people might dive into the sewers.
Reach their hand up and grab him by the cojones?
No, get his poop.
Oh, and clone him.
And try
we need
and
more
who
of them.
Knows what they could be up to. Getting information about his health. He has supreme health.
Oh, that's right.
So they have a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hope he doesn't blow it like he did the G7. This should be great. Sure, what could possibly go wrong?
It looks like
no comment.
Tomorrow's the big day, everyone.
All right.
The Warriors won.
Oh, I heard. Oh,
the Warriors won. So, on top of North Korea and United States meeting for a historic meeting, actually, as we sort of goof. Well, I wasn't goofing. He did bring a toilet, and he actually is bringing his own food, and they did dispatch a bunch of planes, so no one knew which one he was on.
Can I address the question of, is it possible to clone someone from their poop?
Yes.
So, technically...
I didn't realize it was a question.
Yeah, I don't remember. Right.
I don't think it was a question.
More of a joke, but...
All right, well then...
No, technically, yes or no. Just yes or no. Yes or no.
Theoretically, you could, but we don't have the technology
All
yet.
Right. Oh. We could save that poop until such time as we did have that technology. All right.
Anyway, so the Warriors won, and tomorrow at 11 is the big party there in Oakland.
All right. Warriors.
Kevin Durant got his second finals MVP, which is pretty cool. And he did play well. I was really hoping it would be Steph just because he's, you know, our guy and has been our guy the whole time. But, you know, he had a bad game there in game three. And so whatever. LeBron has now said that he suffered a broken hand.
Poor thing.
He punched a whiteboard out of frustration.
Game one, right? He said he's been broken this whole time, the poor deer.
Yeah.
Maybe he should consider giving someone else the ball. His broken hand would have a chance to heal.
Michael Jordan would have never said that.
That he broke, right. You're right about that.
These people and their debates about who's the best player to ever have played. There's one for the Jordan fans.
All right.
I had a broken hand. How'd that happen? I punched something all by myself.
Yeah.
I was upset.
Also, my eye's been watering.
That actually really did catch me off guard, the game two, after I'd thought, oh, faker.
Yeah.
I saw him and was like, well, you can't fake bloody eye, can you?
Can't you?
I don't know if you can or not, but whatever. Go home. Get out. Losers.
Go home and then leave for L.A.
Yeah, that's the rumor. Although, I don't see if the NBA has a real problem on its hand. If every big player is in the West, then the finals is worthless.
Right.
So this is a fun story. Let's
okay.
move on.
All right. Fun.
A 56-year-old guy named Tayeb Suwami from Little Ferry, New Jersey. He's 56.
Okay.
He went to the grocery store last month to return some orange juice because he'd bought it for $5, and his wife said, I just saw that on sale at a different store for $2.50.
Oh, you go take that back.
So she sent him back.
Huh?
Made him return it. Mean lady.
Hey, $2.50 is $2.50.
Hey. You go return it yourself.
I can get two of those.
Anyway, while he was waiting to return the juice, he noticed the Powerball was up over $300
million. Uh-oh.
So he used the refund from the orange juice to buy a couple tickets. So here's a guy who gets sent to get the money back and instead throws the money at the lottery.
And then wins. Sure, his wife was all over him, right? Like, where's my $250?
Wait, did he leave her?
Well, so far he hasn't left her, but the next day he won the $315.3 million jackpot.
Unreal.
With the money he was supposed to bring back from the orange juice refund, him and his wife took the $183 million lump sum.
Oh.
Tayeb says he plans to quit his job.
Really?
Pay off his old student loans.
He's 56. Oh, my God. Listen, kids, that just shows you. Community college.
Pay off his house. And hopefully not waste an hour of his life ever returning another bottle of orange juice again.
Yeah, go buy an orange orchard.
Yeah.
All the orange juice you want. That is a fun story. I wonder if she gave him crap for buying the tickets. And then she took credit for him winning the lottery because she sent him back to get the refund. He's breaking up with her for sure, right?
I think so.
Yeah, that marriage is doomed.
Mm-hmm. Backseat driving is the worst.
It's hard to not do, though.
Is it?
Yep.
Is it?
I've tried.
Try harder.
Find something to do with yourself other than try and drive from that seat.
It's hard for me.
Is there a wheel over there? No. Zip it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, well, we just missed our exit. Great. You know what? I'll just sit here and we'll get there when we get there.
7% of people have gotten into an accident because of a backseat driver.
But 70% have been saved. Hey, there's a stop sign here. Hey, are you going to stop for that red light?
Here's some of the things that backseat drivers are up to.
Okay.
Criticizing the driver's decision. Complaining about them going too fast. Gasping when they brake. Flinching when they get too close to another car.
Well, I'm sorry that I'm afraid for my safety. I'm so sorry that you've scared me. Driving is scaring me.
Pointing out when to turn.
What's wrong with that?
Pressing an imaginary brake pedal like you're a driver's ed teacher.
Yeah, I've done that. Please don't hit that guy.
Giving the driver advice on when to switch lanes, pointing out when lights turn green, and insisting on giving directions. All of it.
I'm guilty of all of it.
Bad. You're going to cause an accident, you backseat drivers.
Or save us, one or the other.
How many times has John pulled over and just said, you drive?
Never.
Through all that, he just sits there and takes
it. Listen, believe it or not, I actually try to zip it and look out the window, but I am telling you, I have saved us on multiple occasions.
Is that right?
Yes.
You don't think he was thinking, I got this, would you just?
And then I decided, one time we were driving, and I said, I'm not going to say one word this whole trip. Because I know it's aggravating. Believe me. I get it.
You're right.
And we blew through a stop sign, missed our turn, and I just sat there.
Well, good.
Blew through a stop sign. Hey, we could have been killed.
He's got this.
I was like,
he saw it.
He didn't see
it. He saw it.
He didn't even see
it.
He
knew.
He didn't, obviously.
He's trying to make up time.
Oh, my God.
I can't defend the running stop signs, but the other stuff, he's got this.
No, he doesn't.
Leave him be.
He needs me. I'm needed.
Well, I'm sure he needs you, but he doesn't need... Here, take the keys. You drive.
I hate driving.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well, isn't that something?
Mm. Also, I swear he tries to make me sick on back roads. So going around corners. I'm like,
Boy, you and Christina should drive together. Oh,
we
by the way.
We'd take us a little longer, but we'd get there safely, and neither of us would be car sick.
Be serious when you answer this. Should I ask this off the air? They want to come up and say, hey, this week.
Oh, oh yeah, they can come up.
The kid and your wife? Yeah. Well, anytime. I wish they would come in every week.
No. That's
Let's get them comfortable in here.
I just want them to... mainly, I want the kid to see you. She loves you guys.
Well,
we love her, too.
So
can wait to hug
that's
that
okay.
little thing. Of course.
They won't stay.
Do they?
They're
what
not
are they
staying.
Coming up for?
They They'll only stay. Be here a minute.
Is she bringing to her work?
No, she's going to come up here to. She wants to bring the kid up here to see you guys.
Oh,
yeah.
You guys don't know this, but you're women in a powerful position, and it's good for her to see that.
Yeah.
You're a great example.
That is so
we'll be sure
sweet.
And crush you down that day.
Try not to talk about all your pot smoking and your.
I don't do that.
What? You didn't smoke
not
any pot this
one
whole...
time.
Oh my God, you're a liar too.
I'm totally not lying. I'm not.
Maybe you're not the example I built
you
up to be.
That I wasn't gonna, and I didn't.
Was everyone else doing it?
Everyone else was doing it.
Oh. And you didn't take one
I didn't,
rip.
Because I'm telling you, it's not for me. Mm. I have tried. I've tried it. It's been legal. I've
sure.
said, you know, what the hell? I'll go for it. And it's just, it has been one disaster after another. And so this weekend, I didn't.
What do you mean disaster?
It just like ruins my whole trip, you know? Like I'm having fun. I'm buzzed. I'm having a great time at Bottle Rock. And I take one hit. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm ruined. No, I didn't do it at all, and everybody else did. Well,
so
not
John,
everybody.
John's high, and you're not.
Yes.
Ah, and you're cool with that.
Yeah, well, I'm fine with it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I used to just catch nothing but crap.
I think Sherry didn't.
It's not funny. Stop laughing.
Oh,
oh God, the look on your face. Look at you.
No, it was really funny. They
looked like, the other way.
I'm happy. What is wrong with being happy?
God. I hate it when you're happy. Yeah.
Our text number is 800.
We won't talk about that while your daughter's here. Don't
yeah,
worry.
Keep your doobie weed to yourselves. She'll be here for a couple minutes, and then
none
you know,
of us are really smoking.
We'll get right Brent, back to the
keep
party.
Keep your doobie use. He's the yeah. only one who's
Who
potentially
you too?
Vaughn. Right. No more doobie talk.
Did I say 800-400-3697? Because that's the number if you want to say stuff. 650 says, Kris Jenner's team actually won the... Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, everyone.
Kris Jenner's team actually won the game, but gave Kim and Kanye the final round since it was going to the same charity. And apparently, Kanye's dream was to do the bonus round.
Mm. I see.
It sounds pretty fun, really.
It does. See how you do it with your... significant other.
Uh-huh. Oh, God. I'd have to leave John at home.
Why?
He'd never answer.
Four?
Hold on. Let me get out of smoke, Steve.
You said that too fast.
Got any questions about Mercedes-Benz?
I know all the answers.
I'm the number one sale. I'm the sheriff around here. Well, 10, look around.
So is 1 the sexiest or 10 the sexiest? Well, me or my wife, Yuzette, we bang different parts right. into things. Boy, I never had a hamster as a kid. I guess I just don't. Well, what are the ingredients in that?
Stop it. You make him sound stupid.
No, he just considers
he's
every
slow,
answer.
Not stupid.
Big difference.
Oh no.
Oh no, what? Oh no.
510 says, Vinny, you can't get your screen replaced on your Apple Watch. It will need to get sent out 7 days.
You can't go 7 days. You gotta go get a new one.
I'm so bummed. How am I gonna tell you you're a beast?
I know.
I won't get your exercise report.
We need to share our exercise reports.
Frightening.
Whatever will you do? How will you tell what time it is?
Well, that's one of the things. I keep looking at it and going,
it is nice not having to look at my phone to see what time it is. I actually have a watch on.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.